The growing scourge of addiction to pornography has created a sexual tsunami that is destroying men, families, church and society. That's the belief of Dan Spencer, a Catholic speaker on sexual integrity who helped set up an anti-pornography initiative in the Archdiocese of Kansas City in the US state of Kansas. Spencer says pornographic addiction is so prevalent that more than 54% of men admit to viewing pornography in a one-month period. Whilst men make up 75% of those addicted to pornography, Spencer says women are now the fastest growing group, and children too are also becoming victims of this addiction. To find out more about a social and moral problem that is little talked about, even within the church, I contacted Spencer, who told me why he is so concerned about the prevalence of pornography in today's society.
Well, my overall concern is because it is such a huge destroyer of individual lives, family life, and even our culture. But as I traveled around the country meeting with various men's groups, I found that pornography was one of those recurring problems that seemed to be cropping up more and more in men's lives.
How would you describe this addiction, and roughly what sort of figures are we talking about?
Well, the addiction can run anywhere from it's not always addiction, it's all the way from just an attraction to things like pornography, all the way up to full-blown addiction. And not everyone is fully addicted, of course, but statistics tell us that about 1 in 10 adults truly have a sexual addiction, which is an enormous number. And in my kind of non-scientific discoveries, as much as 30 to 50% of the men in the conference have and struggle with some sort of porn-related issues.
And what about women? Do women also have an attraction or an addiction to pornographic material?
Well, unfortunately, I'm sorry to relate that while just as recently as three or four years ago, the amount of usage of pornography by women was around 7% of women. Today, that number has climbed to 28%. So it's probably the fastest growing group, and that has occurred for a lot of reasons, but it seems that those social norms are falling even further. And so, as I said, almost over a quarter of pornography use is now by women.
And is it growing very rapidly? And if so, is that largely because of the ready availability and the anonymity on the internet?
It is indeed. One of the traditional social barriers, of course, to any pornographic material historically has been one had to go down the street and go to a place that purveyed that sort of thing, or had to go out in public and purchase a magazine or a video. And with the introduction of the internet, all of that terrible content is brought right to your home so that it's right available for any person, whether they be a child or an adult, to access that. And it's being pushed to us on the internet pretty consistently.
Now, what percentage of this pornographic material involves children, i.e. is a pedophile porn?
I don't have a real hard specific percentage of the percentage of pornography that deals with it, but I know that in an average hour, over $250,000 is spent on pornography, and about 2 videos are made every hour around the globe, somewhere around the globe, and many of those are increasingly children. In fact, children are the number one target of pornographers because they know if they hook them early enough, that it will evolve into that addiction, and that way they have what they would consider a lifetime customer. And that's very disturbing. The average age that children encounter pornography has dropped from 14 years old to about 8.5 years old today.
What kind of effects is it having on the men themselves, their families, their work, and society at large?
Well, it's difficult to express all the ways in which it affects them. First of all, of course, it's a very degrading, shameful activities and kind of the way these things are worked out. And so there's a lot of hidden lives, that double lives that are created, which of course breeds distrust in marriages. Children are affected by this. If they realize that parents have had this sort of addiction, it is the result sometimes of broken families. So it's really a codification of what Paul VI said would happen if we got into this overly sexualized culture in Humanae Vitae, where women are really seen as purely objects, sexual objects. It's very prophetic in that sense. It's really coming to reality that we have degraded women primarily in this thing.
You touched there on possibly some of the causes, but of course, my next question is, what is causing this? Is it, as you say, we live in times where sex is all around us or sexual image all around us. What is causing this growth in addiction and viewing of pornographic images?
Well, there's several key foundational things that are going on. One of those is we have increasingly high numbers of dysfunctional families where abandonment, either not necessarily physical abandonment, but sometimes emotional abandonment when parents are very involved in their professions and their work and their children are left to their own time, and then it gives them access to this information. There's lots of family wounds, whether those are sexual in nature or just interpersonal wounds. So families are really hurting in these days, and this seems to attack at that time. We have, as you said, a very highly sexualized culture that denies kind of the dignity of each person's sexuality, the decoupling of sexuality from love, and kind of the desensitization of, you know, perversion seems possible and permissible now. And then, of course, the internet has changed everything because it's removed all the social barriers and financial barriers, and it's an always-on access. So there's lots of foundational reasons for this. And then, of course, once one is addicted, truly, it becomes a whole cycle of kind of shame. And we just don't talk about this subject very much. And hence, it's very difficult to be healed without an intervention from the church and others.
Prompted you as a Catholic, you know, a practicing Catholic, to get interested and involved in this issue of addiction to pornography and to try to combat it?
Well, the first question most people ask is, am I a former pornography addict myself? And I am not. But as I said, I meet with men around both here locally and around the country every single week. And as I increasingly hear about the challenges they face, this issue kept rising to the top. And it's not one they're proud of. It's not one they can talk to many about. So as I encounter them, I just realized that we really needed some initiatives to deal directly with this for the sake of those men who I was working with, for their spouses who are just very torn up in their families, their jobs, their lives.
What are some of the kinds of issues these men have been battling with?
Well, many of these men, for instance, will forego doing their daily work and find themselves spending hours and hours online on pornography, and they find themselves out of work. Numbers of these men have lost their professional careers.
And how easy is it to wean these men off their addiction?
For those that are truly addicted, it is much more difficult, but we have a very good process that usually if men will enter into our recovery groups, in a couple of years they can get on top of this and begin feeling real victory. But it takes real serious work of peer support groups, not unlike AA, but with much more of a Catholic emphasis of the sacraments and peer-to-peer support and daily phone calls, etc. For those who are just attracted to this, if they really enter into some preventive activities, and that's some of the things that we share as well, for instance, having the computer in a public area so your children are not in their rooms, putting software on a computer that prevents access to most pornographic sites, to discussing this with children, to establish theology of the body classes within each parish or each diocese. These are preventive issues that keep men, women, and children from beginning this terrible activity. And so it's not just fixing those for whom are wounded, but also preventing those from ever beginning into this cycle.
And tell us something about this anti-pornography initiative called My House that opened in the U.S. state of Kansas.
Well, this actually was started by our archbishop. who also recognized this issue. He is Archbishop Joseph Naumann. And it was part of our discussions with him about these men's issues. I think it was about 4 years ago, we initiated this process. And its goal was really to help families to understand what true virtue of chastity meant. And we wanted to build awareness about pornography and then to help and heal those who'd been harmed by it. And of course, to educate people. So we actually initiated a very aggressive program here in Kansas City, Kansas. We had a video from the Archbishop that was shown in every Mass on a given Sunday. We had plenty of advance so that small children would not be there. We formed parish-based groups, anonymous groups where men and or women could attend. We had set up a spousal support system for primarily the women of men who were addicted. We started a women's group. We started prayer groups.
And is there more that you would like to see the Catholic Church doing to combat this problem?
Some of us, as I said, are very involved with lay ministry, both locally and around the country. And so I would encourage every bishop to take this seriously. It is not just another activity. They just need to see the ramifications for this horrifying sexual tsunami that is destroying families and individuals and the culture. And indeed, it's attacking our church with the various crises, and we just need to open the windows, as Vatican II said, and discuss these issues openly and to get help to people who are struggling.
Right, you talked there about which is affecting the church, and as you well know, of course, the clerical sex abuse crisis has been battering the church in these recent months. And some figures within the church have suggested that in today's over-sexualized society, where it's only too easy to see pornographic videos and images online, that this is perhaps encouraging men, even those among the priesthood, to sexually abuse the young and vulnerable. Would you believe there's any such truth to that, or do you think that's overplayed, given that a lot of these abuse incidents did date back several decades?
I think the foundational problems surrounding some of the priest issues, the pedophilia, are just simply part of our fallen culture going back historically, and I think that the church has actually done a much better job in helping all of us deal with our sexuality, all the way from Paul VI speaking in Humanae Vitae, all the way up through the various encyclicals and teachings and theology of the body, etc. So, but I think for younger, newer priests, that this is certainly part of that sexualized culture that they're not immune from.
Now, do you think this a problem of addiction to pornography is likely to get worse? Do you fear it'll get worse unless aggressive preventative action is taken and more people don't speak up about it?
I know it will get worse because I see it getting worse. As I cited earlier, women who historically have just completely been able to avoid this issue due to the sexualization of the culture now feel more and more acceptant of these kinds of materials. And I think the other growth with technologies that will allow for this are increasing. For instance, there's been a rash of stories about so-called sexting, the sexual image texting by young people. I visited a parish or a diocese recently where the FBI showed up at the diocesan offices with warrants for 3 11-year-old boys who had been taking pictures of 9-year-old girls and sending those by email. So yes, I think it's expanding, and I think as the culture rejects traditional Catholic values, that will continue. And we need to protect our own families and our church, but also do what we can for the culture at large.
I was speaking to Dan Spencer, a U.S. Catholic speaker who campaigns against addiction to pornography.